3HL, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Let's head down to West End. Joined now by the lady who runs the show, Dr. Candace Story Lee, who joins us. Great to have you on the air.
Thank you so much. Great to be on the air. I appreciate it.
So, when you were a kid, did you think, I'm gonna graduate as many times as I can from the same school? Because of all the stuff that was said about you, all I could think was, wait a second, three degrees from Vanderbilt? Holy moly.
Why stop at
from
three, Dr.
Vanderbilt,
Lee?
Vanderbilt, too.
Oh, that is so funny. Well, education was always valued in my house growing up. I don't know if I thought that I would have 3 degrees, but once I got here, I just fell in love with the entire experience, so I guess. Over time, probably not too much of a surprise.
So we all call you Dr. Lee, but your friends call you 3 Degree Lee?
They call me Candace.
Well, what have these first few days on the job been like for you?
I hit the ground running, because one of the important things that I've been stressing in the last 10 days is that we haven't pushed the pause button. And we had great momentum coming into this year, coming into this semester, coming into last week. And so we've continued that. And the very first day, I met with head coaches along with interim chancellor and provost Winty. I talked to student athletes. I've met with donors. I had to present at a town hall targeting the faculty to get some input on the plans that we're working on, just to make sure we had that stakeholder group covered and they had ample opportunity to provide input, and presented to the Board of Trust on day two and day three. So it's been nonstop, but it's been incredible and quite the privilege.
Well, Candace, I know you worked closely with David Williams when he was there in that position. And if anybody has been around Vanderbilt Athletics really in the last who knows how many years, they know you well.
Yeah, 3 Degree Lee.
Yes. And but I'm curious, take us back to when you found out about Malcolm Turner departing, when you found out that you would be given this interim opportunity. How did it all happen and go down?
It happened very quickly. And to be honest with you, I mean, it was unexpected, and it happened very fast. And I was presented with the opportunity to lead during this interim time. And, you know, I've been asked the question several times, what did you think? What did you say? I have always done what Vanderbilt required of me, and I've always thought of this as an opportunity to serve, and so that became yet another opportunity to do that. And to be honest with you, I just said yes, and we kept moving forward. So that's how it happened. I mean, it really was that cut and dry.
Was there a level of disappointment when you did not get the AD job and Malcolm Turner did?
No, when I found out that Malcolm Turner was going to be our next AD, he contacted me that same day that it was announced and the same day that I found out, and he and I hit the ground running at that point. David Williams was still in his role, and I was obviously still in my deputy role, and I was assisting David and supporting David as he was transitioning out and still in my role overseeing the day-to-day operations of the department and also doing everything I could to help onboard Malcolm. So, you know, I felt like he had a impressive background, brought a unique and impressive skill set to the table, particularly as we think about the need to really appeal to external audiences and really elevate what we're doing from a marketing standpoint and a fan experience standpoint and all the other things that he had experience in. I was supportive and excited to work with him.
Dr. Candace Lee, our guest on 3HL, Vanderbilt Athletic Director. So you've referenced this several times since you've been on the job, this strategic plan for athletics. Can you tell us and tell our listeners about it?
Sure. So we are, I would say, no more than 2 weeks away from publicly releasing what is going to be an outline of our strategies for the next, I'd say, 4 to 5 years. So I think what people can expect is high-level priorities, and from that, we will begin to articulate to everyone what we plan to do in each of these areas. So expecting five different areas of focus. And it's not that we haven't been focused in these areas before, but it's going to give us a chance to clarify. And then for all of us, right, for our student athletes, for our staff, for our coaches, for all of our stakeholders to understand that the decisions that we're making will be tied to these priorities. Facilities will be a part of that. That is the biggest question. And yeah. As a former student athlete, as a current staff member, I get the interest level in that. I mean, my focus and our focus has been and will continue to be on the student athlete experience and providing excellent facilities so that they can compete and win at the highest level absolutely is a part of that.
Candace, the outside kind of perception of Vanderbilt, which you know well, you've been there for a long time, is that you guys don't spend money when it comes to that kind of things on athletics, that it's not that maybe David Williams didn't want to or Malcolm didn't want to, it's that it's hard to get it done at Vanderbilt. Now, I'm just saying that's the outside perception.
I understand.
Yeah, so what is your response to that? Obviously, you're so well-respected within Vanderbilt, outside of Vanderbilt. Do you feel that you are going to get the tools and, I guess, the go-ahead to be able to do some things?
I can appreciate the question because, as you all have stated, I'm aware of the narrative and the message that's out there, the commentary yeah. that's out there. I can tell you that every indication that's been given to me is that I do have the authority and the ability to move forward and do what our athletics department needs to support our student athletes and continue taking us to the next level. Despite the fact that it was a surprise to be in the role, it was very important to me to understand, even in this interim capacity, what the expectations are, what the support and the resources are, and I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt, consistently I've been shown and I've been told that athletics is valued as a part of this university, that we have an opportunity to use this platform to show what great things Vanderbilt is doing and what we're about. And I understand the commentary and the concern. I truly do. But I feel very confident that we have the support that we need to move forward.
How challenging is it to get things like that done as an interim AD with an interim chancellor?
Certainly. I think that those factors are certainly, it's certainly understandable to me why you would ask the question and why people might even wonder if it is possible to execute things that need to be done. But right. I can tell you that interim chancellor and provost Winty is operating as the head of this university. I've also been in contact with incoming chancellor Dearmeyer, who also supports the work that she's doing and what's happening now with our athletics department and beyond. And like she said to me and like she said to our staff when we met with the senior staff and the head coaches on that first day, I am in this interim capacity but with the full authority of the athletics director. So that is the way we're operating. That's the way we're operating.
Dr. Candace Story-Lee, Director of Athletics at Vanderbilt, our guest. This master plan, this thing that you're working on, is this a continuation of something Malcolm Turner started? Is it a continuation of something David Williams started? Or is this something where maybe you've taken parts and pieces and you have, this is a, for lack of a better way to say it, a new deal, a new plan?
So this is a great question. I would say this plan has been on a bit of a continuum. It certainly does include input and vision from David Williams. But I would say it's no secret that one of the first things that Malcolm Turner said at the start of his tenure is that he would be laser focused on a strategic plan. So I think perhaps the difference is that it went from being a little more philosophical. It's just about the timing, right? So it went from, like, any good plan starts with a philosophy and starts with just ideas. So I think it grew very naturally, evolved from ideals to an actual plan or process that would result in a plan, and that evolution really took place under Malcolm. I was fortunate enough to be a part of the entire continuum, and so very naturally was able to step in and continue the momentum where we find ourselves today.
Is there a new football stadium involved in any of that?
You knew that was coming, Candace.
The million-dollar question, yes.
Maybe like $600
million. Yeah, you're right. I priced it too low, didn't I?
Yeah.
I would tell you that it's part of this larger strategic plan. So I want to be clear that the strategic plan is going to identify five pillars, which will be our priorities. There is also, as a complement or a piece of that plan, a master facility plan. I think we've been very public about that. So the stadium and other corresponding facilities are included. We understand about the importance of investing in football as well as all of our sports. And so that is a part of the master facility plan. That's what I'll say right now about that. But I appreciate the interest and I appreciate the question because we all recognize that we have some work to do and some investments to make.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's talking about that. Obviously, we have to ask you about that. And as someone who grew up here, I mean, I went to games at Vanderbilt Stadium when I was 11 in 1984, and I went last year, and there haven't been a ton of change.
a new video board.
Yeah, a new video board. So that's what everybody's asking.
Sure.
Us.
Sure. No, and I understand it. And I think that when we come out with the plan will, I've stressed this and I'll continue to stress, it is a first step. It's going to be, so the strategic plan itself will outline the priorities, but the master facility plan will be a phased approach, and it will be step one, step two, step three, and so everyone should stay tuned. I do not anticipate that when we release the strategic plan in a couple weeks that it will include all of the details about the master facility plan process, and that's just because of where we are in that process and as we work with our vendors and just garnering input from all the much-needed places. I would say that is still to come, but in short order. But the important thing is that we'll be able to articulate here are the priorities, and then decisions will roll from that. And that's been an ongoing process. That's going to be a living plan, and we're going to evolve as necessary. So I'm excited about it, and I hope that Commodore Nation is also excited about that.
Well, Dr. Candace Lee, Vanderbilt AD, our guest. I know the Malcolm Turner departure happened just a few days before the last signing period for football, and we had Coach Derek Mason on.
This is so great.
He told us, said, which he got a huge recruit, beat out some other big-time schools.
Safety. And you don't have to say it, but I'll say Florida State and Ole Miss. But
right.
Anyway.
Okay, yes. And so, Coach, you know, we were asking just maybe athletes might be a little worried at the change at an AD position and everything that kind of happened a couple days before.
And other schools might use that.
Exactly. Sure. And Coach Mason said, oh, yeah, it was really easy. I just put Dr. Lee on the phone with my recruit, and she took care of it.
The secret weapon.
He said it might have been your first victory.
Yeah, he came down and told me I got my first win, so I said I will take that. You know, I really appreciate what he said, and I appreciate all of the commentary about it. I will tell you that was just an illustration of really how we operate all the time here. You know, I try to spend as much time as possible with recruits. I got to know that young man when he came on his initial official visit, spent some time with him and his mother and his sister, and we established very good rapport, and you know, I felt I was happy to continue that relationship and cultivating that when Derek came down and said, can you get on the phone with him? It was very natural because we had already begun a relationship. And again, Derek being in my office or me being in his office is not uncommon. And I was glad to get the win that day, but I think it's really more indicative of how that young man felt about Vanderbilt and how he felt about Derek and the confidence that he had in us moving forward. So I do have to tell you, I was thrilled, though. So,
good job.
One of the other things Coach Mason talked about when he was on with us that day was maybe the lines of communication he'd had with the previous AD. And I worked in that world before. I was an associate director of athletics, and I was appalled, really, at how little. And he didn't throw anybody under the bus, but I was really appalled at how little it seemed like there was communication from the very top, even to head coaches, much less other coaches. But I'll say this. Him on the phone that day and other coaches since have all said they always had great line of communications with you. How important is it for you to have an open door to all your coaches, all your staff, and to your student athletes?
It's of the utmost importance. Of the utmost importance. I was asked a question yesterday. So how is it different? You know, and I only have 10 days worth of data, but how is it different? Like the amount of time. And I said, well, the amount of time is, it seems to be about the same. I mean, we work a lot of hours and we invest a lot of time. This is certainly a lifestyle and not just a job. But then I started to think about how I was spending the time. And sure, I spent 3 days talking with donors and, you're asked now to always articulate your vision and to think about strategy and to think from 60,000 feet. But what has not changed is, and I hope that everybody would say this, that the ability to communicate directly with staff, including coaches and student athletes, I will not ever sacrifice that. I will not ever sacrifice that because we are here to serve. And every single thing that we do, so if we're talking about facilities and donor relations and fan experience and supporting coaches, all of that ties to the student-athlete experience. You know, we all want the same thing, but it has to start in this building. It has to start in this building, and I wouldn't want anybody to ever lose sight of the fact that we're here for young people. And so if coaches need something, and they're not getting what they need, well, that impacts the student-athlete experience. If fans don't want to be here or are frustrated about what we're doing, well, that impacts student-athlete experience. I mean, I think if we keep the student-athlete experience at the center, you know, I think we'll always be where we need to be. Doesn't mean we're perfect. Doesn't mean we don't have work to do, but I feel very strongly about that. And so as a roundabout way to answer your question, let me circle back. The ability to communicate directly with staff and student athletes and coaches is the most important thing that I think anybody in a leadership position in athletics can do.
Who can we call?
I mean, just have to get up and leave the room after that. That was beautiful.
thank you.
Yeah. Mickey went on a long rant.
I was extremely upset because I worked in that business. So what you're saying to me is anyway, you don't care necessarily what I think, but that's beautiful.
Oh, of course I love it. I do. and I appreciate it.
Dr. Lee with us. Do you view this interim role as a job interview for the Vanderbilt AD position?
I guess not any more than I view every other day that I've come to work as an interview for it.
Yeah.
I mean, certainly being in the interim role is different. I've only been in it for 10 days. I've not ever had that position before, but it is not preoccupying my mind. I am preoccupied or very, very focused on doing a great job because that's what Vanderbilt deserves. That's what these young people deserve. That's what our coaches and our staff and Commodore Nation deserves. But I would say that that focus is on service and less about, I was asked a question yesterday about how do you campaign for the job? And I've never campaigned for any job. So that is not my focus. That's not my focus. My guess is that it probably is a bit of an audition.
Yeah.
But I can't control that part. I can just control how I lead and the example that I set and how I work with all of my teammates and colleagues here. So that's what I'm focused on.
Not that you're trying to sell us, but so
yeah, you're hired from us. Yeah. We it's official.
Well, thank you.
Can be our AD.
It's up to y'all. Yeah. Where do I sign?
Well, before we let you go, and I know you're up against time and we're up against the break, I'll say this. Having worked in that business, you hardly ever meet anybody that everybody likes. And I have never known anybody in that business who everybody likes except for you. You're that one person.
Oh, thank you. So, that means a lot to me. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Real quick on the way out too, I'm just going to throw this out there. I used to do this to David all the time. He would just shake his head, but women's volleyball, women's softball, just let me know when Vanderbilt's going to add those.
So should I call either one, volleyball or softball?
Yeah, we're good. Yeah.
We're good. Are you campaigning to be the coach of that program?
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
and yes.
You know, I don't know what you're getting into there.
I absolutely believe we have to have more females who are coaching. So I love to hear that.
There we go.
And I understand that you're also expecting, right, Dawn?
I am.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
So you and little one.
Thank you. See,
can help
there
build
you go.
A program here. Well, I will definitely keep you in mind, and I appreciate that. And congratulations to you, by
Thank
the way.
You.
Dr. Lee, come hang out with us in the studio one one day, and we won't just ask you a bunch of hard questions. We'll just have you tell stories and stuff.
I would love that, and I appreciate you all very much. Thank you for your support, and happy Valentine's Day.
Real quick, Rob on Twitter, rip off the interim tag, he writes.
Thank you, Rob.
Thanks, Dr. Lee.
Good luck.
Okay, take care. Thank you.
All right, back to wrap up this 2 o'clock hour after that.
The Nashville Golf.